Welcome to Spirited Straight Talk, the podcast to help you thrive with the help of spirit. I'm Deb Shepherd, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and author. Each week, I bring new insights to help you heal from loss, connect with spirit, and turn setbacks into triumphs. So let's get started.
Are you one of those individuals that loves to take care of everybody else? Or are you one of those individuals that are required to take care of everybody else and you feel always pulled in so many directions? Well, we're going to talk today about a saying I have to my students about staying in your own lane. Because part of this is that we are consumed sometimes by being the strong person in the relationship of the family or the community or your work, where everyone depends on you. But today we're going to give you some insight on how to shift that idea, those thoughts, and kind of show up a little differently in your life. I'm Deb Shepherd. You are on Spirited Straight Talk, and I am here with my beautiful, intelligent, intuitive wife, Dana. She knows I
was going to say that. That was such a great list of attributes.
Thank you. You so many times we have people that come into our community that are just exhausted. They take care of so many things. And I think we're programmed that way a little bit as women, right? That we're caregivers, we're nurturers. And when you're a woman that kind of has anything put together, we that word strong sometimes, everyone expects you to kind of show up and resolve things and take care of things. Mm-hmm. And we're tired.
I think that's.
And we have so many theories about this. And one of them, when we first start talking about stay in your own lane, there's always some little pushback, like, mm-hmm. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to help people, and if they need me, and if I can be there, and I'm taught to do this, mm-hmm. right? But it also doesn't really help us in the long run. And we want to give
lots
you some
of
ideas.
Ways. Yeah,
in lots of ways. Yeah. So if you do believe in reincarnation or you believe in one lifetime, our belief system is that you're here to do your work. You're here to learn certain lessons and expand and become enlightened. If I don't think I'll see that in this lifetime for me, but if we are constantly helping others, mm-hmm. we are unable or don't have the energy or time to really do our work. Mm-hmm. And I always compare it to if you do your children's homework, which I think a lot of us have done, right? They don't get to learn or have those experiences. And instead, we have to allow people to learn on their own. And we don't change unless we're suffering. And so if we keep rescuing people and taking care of things, they don't get to make changes or shift their energy in order to be able to expand.
So I heard a lot in that.
Yeah, sorry, yes.
So, no, it's okay. So number one, we get distracted, so we're not working on our own. We're not doing our own work for our own expansion, shifting, whatever that might be.
I think it's also when we accomplish helping other people, we feel good about ourselves.
Well,
go ahead.
So yeah. The next thing was we're doing their work for them. So we keep fixing their problems or whatever that is, right? Mm-hmm. And then the piece that you just said too is like we feel good. So we want to step in and
keep
take over
it.
And step in and take over to make ourselves feel good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot. I had to unpack that slowly
thank
for a
you.
Second.
This is something in the beginning in our program, we start bringing this up. You know, mm-hmm. don't be telling another person in the community what you did or what they should be doing and those type of things.
Right.
And it's you can see there's a little struggle. Mm-hmm. And then as time goes on, they go, I love this. It's not my lane. I don't have to do it. Right. They get excited because.
You mean I don't have to do everything for everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First.
Uh-huh. Right.
First. It's not that we can't help people. So there's a fine line between assisting people or helping people through it. But I think we get very.
We want to control
it. Well, we talked about this earlier, dopamine, how we can get dopamine by helping other people with their struggles. So there's like, okay, I got this. They're in a better place. Well, what happens with the person that we're helping many times is they keep that pattern because you keep taking care of it. Mm-hmm. And their journey in this lifetime is to learn that, but you keep doing it for them.
Right.
And as we've taught for such a long time, we don't change unless we're suffering. Mm. So if we ease their suffering, mm-hmm. ease their pain, they're unable to then push through it. And we are telling them we don't believe they can. Right. And that's the one thing is, do you believe they can't learn the lessons they came to learn? Mm-hmm. we're taking that gift from them.
Right. And we're also using that to distract ourselves completely.
Oh, God, being distracted is such a beautiful thing.
Right. And you know, I was observing this in one of our recent classes. Someone really struggling with that, like really using the pain of others to pull them away from what they really need to focus on. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of stops their growth, right?
100%. It means I'm fine. But if I come over here and help you and do all this other stuff, I'm making a difference in the world. Mm-hmm. I see my value and worth. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like, yeah, I'm capable. All these things that we want to see are worth and value on mm-hmm. comes from these other distractions or extremes versus looking at what we need to dig into. Mm-hmm. And when we are not digging into our own stuff, then we are completely not doing the work that we came to learn to do for that expansion.
Right.
And I think part of it, too, is we don't like to see other people suffer.
Right.
It hurts us. Sometimes that means we are here to help hold space to believe in them that they can conquer whatever their struggle is, whatever their lesson is. Mm-hmm. But people are not comfortable watching that.
So do you think the stay in your lane, because we've had a few students bring this up recently, do you think the stay in your lane is similar to the Mel Robbins let them theory? Similar but different, because you don't teach letting go.
Yeah, I don't teach letting go. And the reason why I don't teach, I'll go back to that. The reason I don't teach letting go is because we think if I just let go and it's over with, I don't have to deal with it anymore. Well, there's layers to that freaking onion. Mm-hmm. The lesson's going to keep coming up because we're supposed to go into it to heal whatever that is. And if we let it go, there's actually a battle of energy going, well, I can't let go. Well, because you haven't figured out the lesson or you haven't gone into a deeper consciousness to understand why it keeps showing up in your life. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part of when I say, well, just let it go. Well, if you could and you knew the lesson, that would be easy. It's magical. So if you're
holding on to it.
Yeah. So if it is still in your orbit and you're still there and you still feel it, and that's when you lean into it a little bit more, dig into what shifts and things that you can do to heal that situation. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it kind of dissipates for a period of time, not forever, because it can circle a year from now, 2 years, 5 years. It comes and goes, oh, I thought I let go of that. Well, mm-hmm. you did let go of that layer of it. Mm-hmm. But I think the same with Mel Robbins, I think a lot of people use it, and it is a good thing. Let them be. With them, meaning you don't have
it's
to
like
go.
That you do you.
You do you, I'll do me.
Sure.
But there's also those relationships that we still have to go in and dig into. Why is it still affecting us? Because usually if people are not bothering us, it's not a lesson. Mm-hmm. But if someone is causing us to even poke the bear, trigger us, cause us mm-hmm. a little bit of a disruption, have us make us feel a little bit like uncomfortable.
Then there's still something there mm-hmm. for you to
versus
resolve.
Let them, we can let them be themselves. But if it's affecting you, your energy field, then it's something, in my opinion.
Within you.
Yeah. And staying in your own lane, in my opinion, can go a lot of different directions. One of them is the distraction, I think, is really big. We can become really distracted versus looking at ourselves. And why do we feel the need
to take over?
To take over. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about controlling somebody else or if they would just do this or they should be doing that. I mean, I'm a mentor. You're a mentor. We try to help a lot of people. I cannot control. I tell people, I don't change your life. I give you tools mm-hmm. and then you decide. So you're empowering somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What people want to do is you need to do this.
Oh, yeah.
That's
when
lane.
I say you need to stay in your lane. Those words, you need to do this or you should do this. You call those guilt words.
They are guilt words.
And so when you project that on someone, this is actually something that you yourself need to look at.
Mm-hmm. And I think it happens like as I'm getting this feeling right now, people are like, what if they keep asking me to help them? Mm-hmm. Okay, so are you rescuing them? you know, what is their intention? Are you really clear what helping them means? Are they, because what will happen is if you give someone advice because mm-hmm. they're struggling and you tell them what to do or give them a tool and they don't do it and they come back and do it again, how are you going to feel? Mm-hmm. You're going to get frustrated. So are you going to be okay with their struggles?
Right.
Are you going to be okay that they don't follow your advice? Are you going to be okay? And sometimes, what I always say, put their titties in the bra, right? We keep breastfeeding people mm-hmm. versus allowing them to figure out their struggles.
So is allowing them the same as the let them theory then?
Maybe, I mean, that could be.
Kind of mm-hmm. similar, like you're allowing them
to figure
to
it
go
out.
Through their process. Yeah. But it doesn't mean you're...
abandoning yourself, too.
Right, right. Or abandoning them.
Absolutely.
You know, the staying in your own lane. The staying in your own lane makes a little, for me, makes a little, it's a little more defined in the way that you're just letting them go through their process. Mm-hmm. And that's maybe where that tie is.
Maybe
but
you need to be a
cheerleader. You're staying in your lane.
Yeah.
And you're doing your work and you're witnessing their expansion or yeah. their choice to stay where they're
absolutely.
At.
And I think being a support system doesn't mean you have to give advice. And I think people feel like they have to. Well, we've talked about this even on
advice sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the thing about listen to understand versus listen right. to respond. So many times when someone's giving us a problem, we immediately want to respond. Mm-hmm. Could your response be, you know, I think you've got this. I am excited to see your results. And what's your plan? Mm-hmm. What are you looking to do? Asking them and being curious, mm-hmm. because most people share with you because they trust you. Mm-hmm. So trust that they're going to also figure out to navigate their path. We don't have to tell people to do it our way.
So is it a control issue?
Oh, 100%.
It's just a control issue. Kind of, you know, taking it over. I mean, it's 100%. All control.
Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Well, how many times do we say, you know, we talk about hijacking, right, in conversations? Mm-hmm. Well, listen, let me tell you what I did before. This is what I did. This is what you should be doing. This, I failed here. I hear this all the time. Well, I've asked 3 or 4 people what I should do, and, you know, I don't understand their answers. And I said, well, it's all their fears. Mm-hmm. Did they talk to your guides? Did they know about you? Mm-hmm. Stay in your lane. Don't ask them. They're going to give you advice.
Keep them out of your lane.
Keep them out of your lane. Yes.
Keep them out of your lane.
Well, even in business, you know, we've hired some new people, and I explained to them, I won't be involved. I trust the people that are doing the job. Mm-hmm. I don't need to have hands-on unless you want to bring me in. I'll give you my 2 cents. But it's all about trust. Trusting yourself, trusting the person that's in that predicament, trusting that they have the tools. If you believe in reincarnation or you have a spiritual belief system, they came to learn these things mm-hmm. and you're taking them away. Mm-hmm. Is that really a benefit to them? It's just all ego. It's your ego saying, I helped them. I had my wisdom. Mm-hmm. Well, then go set up a business.
And I guess that is all. I guess that does circle back to control equals ego. Mm-hmm. Need for,
and then I struggle with being hired to be in their lane.
Uh-huh. And then they don't let you in.
They're like,
can I turn on, can I turn my blinker on?
Yeah, we have a student that said, can I turn my blinker on? Can I get in your lane for a few minutes? But I'm hired to mentor people and give advice on different things, right? So I connect with your guides and I'll get direct information and I'm telling them and they're like, no, I have learned really well.
And really?
It's a struggle. What do you mean, really?
But if it's coming right from their guides.
And I deliver the message, and they don't want to take it.
And you say,
I'm in my lane.
But you say, your guides are telling me this, 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 and this. And they say, no?
They just go, well, I'm not sure that resonates is a funny word, right? I'm not really sure. I'm not feeling this. And I'm like, okay, well. Just remember what I shared. It's recorded. Go back later and listen. A lot of times my ego is really enjoyed because they'll come back and go, you know what you said these things? And I'm like, yeah, I know. There is a lot of ego in it. Uh-huh. And I think it's us checking in to, I have to be okay that they've allowed me to come into their lane, and I've given them the guidance from their guides, and they don't want to
choose to ignore it.
Yeah, they choose to ignore it. They put their, you know, they put the pedal on, it's brake pedal.
So you let them?
I let them. Okay, I let you do what you want to do. Just, I'm going to charge you again when you come back. It's hard.
Yeah. So will they let you charge them again?
You know, it's thinking about when your kids are teenagers, right?
Right.
And you're trying to give them some sort of wisdom, and they think they know everything.
That sounds like a lot of students.
A lot of students. I know it all. And I'm like, okay, good, good. It is putting myself into place, and it is allowing them to figure it out. That's okay. Yeah. And maybe they will figure it out a different way, or maybe they will have.
The picture I'm getting is you turn your blinker on, you get into their lane, and they're swerving, so you jump back in.
Like, okay, all right, good. Thank you.
Never mind.
Let me know next time. I'm going to see that hand bringing me over.
Yeah, I want your hand bringing it.
I want your hand in. It is important to know, no matter how much life experience we've had, how many times we've gone through hard times, the other person needs to go through whatever they need to go through. Mm-hmm. And as we've talked about on this podcast, as well as in our classes and things, that people are not going to change unless there's more suffering for them. And when we ease their suffering and take that away from them, mm-hmm. they have to go through that process again. Mm-hmm. And that's really hard to see.
It is
painful when I see it happening. I'm like, oh, here they go again. Mm-hmm. And when they go through it again, what I know that I am responsible for is still being there and holding space for them, mm. never shaming them when they come back around, never saying, I told you so.
Right.
You should have done what I told you to do. All that shaming will mean that person is going to lose trust with you, and they won't come back to you.
Yeah.
And we are here to say, I still hear you and see you. That's what they needed to go through, mm-hmm. to maybe get the deeper lesson, the deeper meaning, to say, I don't want to do this again. I don't have the right to say you need to go learn that again. I mean, I look at how many times I've circled and go, when are you going to get it, Deb? when are you going to get that? That's probably not a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm going to allow myself to learn sometimes the hard way, why can't we let somebody else? Mm-hmm. So stay in your lane is a great tool to understand what role you have in someone's life. Are you looking at being distracted so you don't want to look at your things? Do you just want to feel good about yourself helping other ones that are struggling? Mm-hmm. And what is that pattern? What is that pattern? And we have a lovely student that's been in our program for quite a while, and her sister's homeless. Yeah. And in the beginning, she really struggled. Like, what is her role to help her out of that? And as we continued to go through the process, I said, maybe she chose this in this lifetime. Maybe she's here to say, I don't want to have the responsibilities of a job and a home and a partner. I want to live a different life than that. I don't want to live your life. Mm-hmm. And we think that's like, what do you mean you don't want to live my life? I work really hard to have my life. And so
that's not what she wanted, yeah.
Yeah, and so if this is her... If her archetype is that rebellion, that she wants to rebel against society, mm-hmm. she is doing what she came to learn to do. Mm-hmm. And she was able to find some great peace and go, it is her journey.
Yeah.
And, but, mm-hmm. right?
Because she had to learn to stay in her lane, yeah, mm-hmm. and not try to control it for her sister.
Or feel guilt,
and she, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Raised Catholic. What is that going to tell you? You know, I got to rescue. I got to serve. I got to
feel guilty for breathing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so staying in your lane is a beautiful tool, but geez, it can be a tough one to figure out, just to start practicing even. Mm-hmm. And
it is really tough. It is, you know, especially when it comes to your children, you know, even if they're adults, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to say, okay, they don't, you know, my opinion, and I will not share until I'm asked. Mm-hmm. And I used to share my opinion a lot, like, but.
And I think we have to be in a ready. If you're the person that is struggling, you have to be in a place to hear, because sometimes we just want to share what's going on, and we trust that person. Like, I want to trust you that I can tell you what's going on in my life, because there might be some shame with it. There may be some guilt with it. And if you are the one listening, or the one sharing goes, I just want you to hear me. I don't want any advice. Start the conversation that way. Can you just listen? Can you just listen to understand? But I don't really want advice. I just want to process what's going on in my head. I want someone to understand what I'm going through, to have some compassion. And if you're the listener, can you do it? Can you really go, you know? And one of the things how we usually respond is, how can I support you? That's all you need to say. How can I support you right now? Let the person that is struggling tell you what they need, and may say, this is all I needed right now.
I just needed you to hear me.
I just needed someone to hear me. That can be a really wonderful thing, to have an exchange of energy. You're going to feel, okay, I don't have to take this on, but I was a great listener. I was a great listener. I know you were talking to someone the other day, a friend, and she was asking questions but wasn't really listening. We feel it. We know.
Yeah.
And so how can we be better listeners? And that's the part of staying in your own lane. Staying in your own lane means be a great listener. What can I do to support you? And I know that I've had to really work to be a better listener, because I have like all these voices and I want to shout them out. And to learn to hold back, like, you know, you're sitting on your hands and I'm like, okay, hold back. It's really having to make a conscious effort of it.
Yeah.
But I know that I'm being better of service. I'm letting them figure out what they need.
Yeah.
Not an easy thing to do.
Yeah. That's a whole different take on the let them. Letting them figure out what they need.
And to share with you what they need.
Yeah. I like it.
I think the other part of it too is when you have someone, when you share and they want to tell you what to do, so we're going to kind of reverse it. I think the key to them is really, like we just said, have a beginning point where you're sharing, I just want you to listen and I don't want a response. To make that the beginning of the conversation, so the person realizes that they're not there to be in your lane. You know, be aware of that. And you're great. I've learned a lot from you to be a better listener. You just have the facial expressions. I'm like, I know what she's thinking, though.
I can't stop that, huh?
I know in the beginning.
My face is loud.
I know. Yeah, that's right. Your face is loud. I think the beginning of our programs, when we teach that, at first people are
uncomfortable.
They're a little uncomfortable. And then as they learn it, they go, oh, yeah. And as people in their life have had a lot of distractions and disruptions in their life, they've been able to pull away and not let that drag their energy. Because so many people we know are sensitive, and they do feel pulled in many directions. So that's kind of the key to all of it. So, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you once again for joining us on Spirited Straight Talk. Just so you know, on my website, I do provide a lot of events. Some of them are for medium sessions, where we just have an intimate group online, about 8 people. So check that website out, debshepherd.com, and see if maybe one of those events will be a good time for you. But thank you once again for joining us on Spirited Straight Talk.